63. Boy, are we going to dive into a lot of different things tonight here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, hope your start to the work week was a great one. We have 4 fat hours of nothing but live conversation with you. And it'll include a discussion on the butchered Spanish of the President of the United States. Apparently, we're going to let you hear this a little bit later. But Barack Obama, no habla español. Not that I'm the best either, but it's kind of funny. We'll let you hear what he said today in a pre-Cinco de Mayo celebration. In the meantime, a couple of big things, including the swine flu or H1N1, if you want to go with the politically correct government term for this strain of flu. Depending on who you talk to, is it going away or is it whipped into a big fear book? Now, in Mexico, they're talking about taking the masks off. They're trying what they call normal type daily activities in Mexico City, in Cancun and Acapulco, just basically all around the country. So taking the masks off and risking it, I guess. But what's happened is the spread seems to have stopped or quelled a little bit in what is believed to be the ground zero for this pretty, at times, violent strain of flu, depending on when somebody catches it. Now, there's 1,000-plus flu cases in about 21 countries. In the United States, 34 different states have reported cases, confirmed cases of the flu. Man, this thing, this swine flu, has taken over the headlines, dominate local news coverage, national news coverage for 2 weeks. What's everybody going to talk about when this sucker goes away? Janet Napolitano said it's not time to rest on the new flu. They're not relaxing, even though there's these reports coming out of Mexico that I told you about, that they're trying to return to normal, that it actually might be milder than first feared. So Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano pushing this agenda that it's not the time to rest because the outbreak could die down with warmer weather, only to catch us back for the fall flu season. And also a warning that if the World Health Organization declares the new virus has officially become a pandemic, meaning that it's spread pretty much globally, which I just gave you some of the numbers, she's saying the word describes geography, not severity, and it wouldn't change anything going on in the good old USA with steps to stop those infections or stem them or whatever that have been confirmed in about 300 people in more than half the states that we just mentioned. I mentioned that there was at least 34 states where they have confirmed cases. See, here's the thing, and I explained this on our last show and checking with a couple of doctors and doctors that we've had here on America Tonight. The bottom line is it makes sense. There's a backlog in confirming the cases. And why is that? Well, the reason there's a backlog is because you got to get tested. They got to send the blood samples to the CDC in Atlanta. So you might have the shakes, the achy bones, the fever, all that stuff, and it might not be this swine flu. So either you get a check that it's not or a check, boom, confirmed. So I think we're going to hear about more cases. Probably she was smart to say, well, just a second, you might be hearing about a few more, and don't really get upset if you hear the word pandemic, which means that people are worried about the flu across the United States. This is the big, bad, burning question we've been trying to answer here on ATN. And all of you who have called this show, or tons of you have emailed, really, you don't seem that concerned. And I'll say it again for the 100th time. If it's not in your area, you're not so worried. If your kid is going to school, they shut it down, they show up with hazmat teams, they're scrubbing things down, there's big, fat, juicy headlines on the local news saying more schools closed down, more possible cases, all that sort of stuff they tease you with, then, yeah, you might be a little concerned. Speaking of concerned, Rush blows up over the GOP listening tour, and he actually makes some pretty valid points. If you didn't catch it on his show, I'm going to let you hear a snippet of that also coming up around the bend. I mean, here's the bottom line. It's like you're playing poker and you're showing everyone your cards. Oh, we suck. Here we go. We're not going to get that river card we need. And I kind of agree with some of his points. We'll see if you do. I mean, what's going to save the GOP? I saw a story the other day. It might have been James Carville who said, look, there's a couple of things going on here with the Republicans, and if they don't straighten them out, and if they lose the Christian right, this party goes down. Maybe for 40 years. 40 years. Then we have a one-party system. How'd you feel about that? And this agitates me to no end. Probation has been advised. You know that MySpace case? The neighbor who played the hoax on the girl who ultimately committed suicide. I think one of the most horrendous things that I've ever heard. Recommending probation. Might be tough. I think this woman should do a little jail time. Probation and a fine, not enough. We'll go deep on that. You be the judge. Also here right from the get-go, very excited about this. We have a new station picking up America tonight, WVBG in Vicksburg, Mississippi. We have some applause from that live studio audience. Yeah, we pump them full of coffee. This is better than a warm-up audience for Jay Leno, because I've been to a show, and if they have a guy who can't warm them up so well, of course they have Stuttering John now, then it's kind of flatlining. But not our audience. They are always ready to roll. And that's because of Donovan Madsen, the technical director for the show, and also Matt Johnson, another technical director. The two of them, man, they are hustling up the best Java around. Yeah, and footing the bill for it. What a crew we have here on America Tonight. Probably the best news I heard on the day, and I think you're going to dig this. I read it somewhere on the Internet. Wish I had heard about the story a long time ago, but apparently this just popped up. But check this out. You know when you're driving along and some idiot cuts you off and it turns out he's texting or she's texting or putting on mascara or drinking a cup of coffee, or I've seen people reading newspapers, one hand on the wheel, the rest of what's left of them looking at the newspaper. There is a place where you can go and you can kvetch, moan, and out the idiots who cut you off. So instead of having a meltdown and trying to do that revenge thing where, you know, you speed up and tailgate them, because that doesn't work either. That's dangerous, right? You know, people blow their top. Unfortunately, we've seen people actually shoot people. Well, I haven't seen it, but we've had that happen, sadly, in the past, road rage. You can go to platewire.com. Mm-hmm. And it's this thing, it talks about your driving. And I guess there's a bunch of other websites. I haven't found them before this. So you're kind of cyber-shaming the fools that drive so dangerously that you happen to run into. Because trust me, if the guy cuts you off or the woman cuts you off, four lanes, boom, signals late, whatever, they're doing it to other people. I just know that. And speaking of the law, because, you know, I was talking about that probation deal in the MySpace case. We're going to talk a little law here in our next couple of segments, a couple of different things. John Contini is coming up next to talk about the legal system. Is it failing us or not? And then Clint David, he's an attorney with some great info on the lawsuits probably being filed after the practice facility collapsed in Dallas. Hang with us.
Continues to plummet. Many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today. If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
To talk to John Contini, but it looks like he may be caught up perhaps on a plane, so we'll try to get him on a future show if we can't get John on to talk about the legal system. He actually has an interesting story about a wild case that led to ultimately the death penalty fate for a defendant who was just skewered apparently wrongly through the media and some other methods, but if he's stuck and we can't get him to a phone, then we'll get him on a future show. Speaking of the future, as I said, coming up we're going to talk about that Dallas Cowboys mess, and it's more than a mess. I'm glossing over it because one scout was actually paralyzed over the weekend, so just a horrible thing. One scout for the Dallas Cowboys team, and two others were hurt. In fact, 12 people altogether ended up with bruises and terrible bumps and everything else, but obviously the most severe is the fact that you have somebody paralyzed. OSHA was out looking at that. We're going to talk to another attorney, Clint David, coming up around the bend. But in the meantime, I think what we're going to do is jump to the dungeon. By the way, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, if you haven't heard the show, we like to zig and zag all over the place, as I'm fond of saying, and I'll probably tell you at least once a show, this is absolutely the official show for anyone with ADD. And anybody who wants to know what's going on, besides the same old thing over and over and over again. So I'm going to let Donovan get the dungeon ready, and I'm going to tell you why I'm putting this woman. I guess I haven't done it in the past, and I probably should have, so this gives me the chance to put her in the dungeon, and I'll explain that in a second, if you haven't heard the show. But here's the scoop. Remember that hoax that happened in Missouri? It involved a 13-year-old neighbor who committed suicide, and what they're saying now is that she should be placed on probation for 1 year and fined $5,000. Yeah, $5,000. So I'll explain why I think that she deserves more time than that. And the reason is because this young vulnerable girl. Thought she was being dumped by a guy, harassed by a guy. And this was a grown woman sending these messages on MySpace. So should she be placed on probation for the death of a neighbor's child? Because the girl might have been emotionally distraught and had a tendency to get pushed over the edge. But the bottom line is this woman shoved her over the edge. So probation for a year, fined $5,000 for these convictions. The recommendation from the probation officials, of course, was included in the court documents that they filed by her attorney. The woman's name is Lori Drew. I think she should do some time. She could face up to 3 years in prison and a much stiffer fine, which would be like $300,000, on three counts of accessing computers without authorization and a bunch of other charges as well. A jury convicted her in November, but her attorney is asking U.S. District Court judge to throw out the verdicts. Now, it might sound harsh, but you cannot get the life of this young girl back. You can't heal the wounds of those parents. And a grown adult woman should never have done this to this teenage girl, pretended she was a boy, and then dumped her in a message. And the message said the world would be better without her. To be fair, in our justice system, she was found not guilty of the serious felonies, which is intentionally causing emotional harm while accessing the computers without authorization. The problem is they couldn't reach a unanimous verdict on the conspiracy charge. So she wasn't directly charged with causing the death. Now, the interesting thing is, of course, the attorney said in his court filing that she can't pay the $5,000 fine because she doesn't draw income from the business that she had for 9 years. Really? Well, that's too bad. What happens to the people down the street who can never see their daughter get married, have a child, whatever, develop into a mature woman? So I got to take a hard line on this. And you might disagree or you might agree with me. Because you certainly can't just throw everyone in jail, give them hard sentences for a bunch of different cyber-related crimes. But in this case, I think even the jury wrestled with it. I think she should do more than what they're offering up. What do you think? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's throw Lori Drew in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
So this is how it works. We send Lori Drew a key. If she takes the key and wants to get out of the dungeon, she can call us for an interview. We'll do an interview with her, and then she gets out of our dungeon. Doesn't mean she gets out of jail time, but it means she gets out of the America Tonight dungeon. So we'll send the key off to Lori Drew and see what happens from there. But to me, just I have to side for the poor, distraught teenager who should have never been a victim of this woman. Never. And by the way, when talking about this story, I mean, the neighborhood was just obviously stunned that this woman could do that, that she was capable of that. And nobody can bring Megan back to her family. Nobody. That's the bottom line. So the jury wrestled with the decision. They couldn't reach a unanimous verdict. I get that. But you gotta give her more. Gotta give her more. I mean, that is cyberbullying at its worst. Megan Meyer did not deserve to die that way. And I, like I said, I think that this woman pushed her over the edge. Period. All right, we opened up and I talked about Janet Napolitano and the fact that she's saying it's not time to rest on our laurels when it comes to swine flu, this new version, this new strain of the flu, because even if we start to hear headlines that go in either direction, it could pop up back in the fall, so we shouldn't hang back. To me, that says, okay, they're developing the vaccination. Would you get the inoculation? If they come up with this vaccination, would you get the inoculation? Now, remember, dozens died the last time around in the 70s when they got the inoculation. Would you be one of the people that would say, you know what, I'm not going to take any chances with this. I'm going to trust that this is okay for me to do, and I'm going to get this vaccination? See, it goes back into that whole thing of is there too much stirring of the pot? Is there a little bit of fear-mongering going on here? Or is it truly something to be concerned with? And I said this already, we cannot answer that question for every single person listening to the show, because I really truly believe, like so many other things, it depends on what's happening in your own backyard. If you start to see the headlines that are close to you, that the schools are closing, your kid has it, the kid down the street has it, all of that, I think, would lead to you being a lot more concerned than people who haven't even seen it in their neighborhoods, who haven't seen it in their suburbs, who haven't seen it anywhere close by. So Mexico becomes what they would call a little more normal on Monday, if there is such a word, because they're trying to reopen the businesses and the schools, and you've got 1,400 people, over 1,000 plus people, whatever, in 20 countries, and you still have the World Health officials saying that the global epidemic is in the early stages and a pandemic could ultimately be declared in the next couple of days to come. Mm-hmm. So you have to be the judge on that one. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, as I mentioned before, we're going to jump into this whole thing that happened over the weekend with a practice facility for the Dallas Cowboys. Really, really sad, sad story, because you've got one scout who was paralyzed, two others who had operations and were hurt severely as well. All together, 12 people who were injured, 70 in this bubble, that's what they call it, out at Valley Ranch where the Dallas Cowboys practice. We're going to talk to Clint David next on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Saturday, folks, I mean, this is a national show, and of course, I'm here in Dallas. Let me tell you, Saturday, it was horrific winds that raced through various suburbs, including an unbelievable storm that slammed into the Dallas Cowboys bubble, we'll call it, this canopy that covered the Cowboys field, their practice facility, and it completely collapsed. There were 70 people inside. 27 players were there for a rookie camp, a mini camp, and there were a ton of other, obviously, coaches, etc., that were there. Sadly, one of the 33-year-old scouting assistants was permanently paralyzed from the waist down because his spine was severed. Another had to have surgery on his fractured right leg. So now the questions roll out about potential lawsuits, and where do you go from here when you saw, and I know many of you, because you sent me emails, saw the stuff on CNN, MSNBC and Fox, etc. You saw the video. It's just shocking to watch and see people scrambling. You have to assume there'd be all kinds of things happening here. OSHA was on the scene checking it out. The company that built the facility had to release a statement saying that they did proper engineering, that it was used during the original construction and the installation of the new roof. So this gets interesting, of course, and that's when we bring in a guy like Clint David. You've heard him before on the show. He's an attorney who knows, certainly, that we're going to see some litigation probably on all ends for this one. Hey, Clint, how are you?
Great, Kate. It's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, you saw the footage of this. It was just stunning the way that just it folded up like a cheap accordion almost, didn't it?
Yes, I mean, it was shocking. And in fact, I was actually out there today, and all of the newsreels that you've seen over and over really doesn't do it justice until you've been there. The size of these steel frames and the size of this facility, quite honestly, as tragic as these injuries were, it's amazing that some people didn't lose their lives out there.
Yeah, no kidding. And it was actually a microburst is what they're saying that might have pushed that wind to over 70 miles an hour right at the top of the structure. That's what the National Weather Service is saying. So if you're a lawyer and you're representing the team because there's a lawsuit coming your way or something, and would you take that angle? Would you talk about, well, this is Mother Nature and how could we know and all that sort of stuff? Would that even play into it?
Well, it would, but I tell you, what's very interesting, Kate, is very early on in this process, in my opinion, the Cowboys have sort of telegraphed where I think they're going to come from a legal standpoint. The first thing that Jerry Jones said, obviously after he said how horrible these injuries were, and certainly he was sincere in that way, indicated that they did not get a good weather warning. So already he's indicating that the Cowboys had no knowledge of these severe weather conditions, and that there were no additional steps that they could or should have taken. Another step that they took, which is very, very interesting, the first day of this occurrence, they immediately went out and hired a structural engineer by the name of Charles Tenby, who happens to be the exact same engineer whose testimony pretty well sunk this company on another facility that they constructed in Pennsylvania, where they had a large damage award assessed against them for improper defects. And it was this expert's testimony the judge relied on. And the very first day of this event, the Dallas Cowboys have retained this gentleman as their engineering expert.
Yeah, you would say that would give them a real ace in the hole. If you were one of the serious victims of this, and let's just say, for argument's sake, that you're representing one of them, the angle that you go after is what, negligence on the part of the Cowboys or the actual company you go after? What approach do you take?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, in a situation like this, what you do is you just sort of throw a net over everybody and see how it shakes out. But I think the first thing you have to look at in a situation like this is the manufacturer of the facility, the people that made the facility, the designers, the architects, as to whether or not there were design and construction defects. You would think, and you would like to think, that a facility such as this should be able to withstand 70-mile-an-hour winds. And, in fact, that case in Pennsylvania, the court found just that. It was snowfall, but the court ruled that that facility, it was an improper design and construction defect. And the court ruled that that facility should have easily been able to hold the amount of snow that accumulated on the roof, but instead it collapsed. So I think the first thing that these poor injured folks are going to be looking at from a legal point of view is whether or not the company, the designers, the manufacturers, whether or not there was an improper design and whether or not it should be able to withstand a 70-mile-per-hour microburst.
Yeah, I remember that story. I was back in Philadelphia, and that collapse happened in 2003. You're right. That was after a huge snowstorm. And luckily, you didn't have any people, I believe, that were hurt in that. But it was stunning how that all just collapsed in. I wonder if this will, you know, this structure, this practice facility, was a $4 million deal. That's with the frames and the lights and everything else. I wonder, Clint, if that will dissuade other people, because there are a lot of people that have similar things. I wonder if it'll push them away from this direction with some of these things happening.
Well, yeah, what it should do and what it is doing is, first of all, if you own a facility, an operated facility similar to this, now you're put on notice. And if you don't have your engineers racing out there to inspect, to make sure that there is not going to be a similar problem, then you have a huge legal problem. But it's interesting, a lot of the professional football clubs out there have structures similar to this, but they're air supported. They're not metal frame supported. And in fact, there have been interviews with a number of competitors of this company, of Summit Structure, and their facilities will withstand up to 140-mile-per-hour winds, and they're air-supported. For example, the Miami Dolphins have a similar structure, and it's air-supported. And they said to have a metal frame structure for all purposes can be very dangerous. I mean, first of all, for practices, players can run into it. With wind swaying, bolts can come undone. So in some ways, even if you're going to have one of these facilities, you certainly want to have it analyzed, but more importantly, apparently there are safer ways to go, and these air-supported structures is clearly the way of the future.
Yeah, no kidding, without those beams. And as I mentioned, too, you know you were out there. OSHA was on the scene, and they were investigating, which is what they do, of course. It could take, though, probably maybe 6 months or so for a report. So this isn't going to wrap up anytime soon, that last lawsuit. And you know this, you're a lawyer, how things can get clogged up in the system. I mean, this could take years to unravel anyway, right?
Well, it certainly will. I mean, OSHA's out there. I mean, they'll find fault, and they will issue violations. I mean, this is obviously a federal authority, but this will take a significant amount of time to shake out. And for rightly so in some way, simply because these poor people need to know just how injured they are. You know, what is their long-term prognosis? I mean, it will take a lot of time to shake out. And also, it's going to take a long time to figure out exactly what happened and why. There can be multiple causes. And, you know, Kate, you mentioned about the Cowboys. You know, people will be looking to the manufacturer. But also, obviously, the Cowboys are sort of wrapped up into this thing. Did the Cowboys know? Did they have reason to know of dangerous conditions out there? And did they fail to warn? I mean, there's certainly no evidence of that, but, you know, the facts haven't come out yet. Also, did they fail to properly vacate the premises? Should they have been having this practice on a night of these sort of severe thunderstorm warnings? So the Cowboys themselves certainly have some concerns from a liability angle, and what, if any, role they may have. But it there's a lot of players that are going to be in this thing, and it's going to last for a long time. And it's just a tragedy. There's no question about it.
Oh yeah, that's the sad thing, and lost in all the middle of this. I mean, even it's interesting in looking at the various angles. Even if you went to the city itself, Irving's director of planning inspections, they said they felt comfortable with the project, and they issued a certificate of occupancy, if that ever means anything, because they're talking about if the building was engineered correctly and had a reputable contractor, I guess, and they passed all the inspections. So I would think that would be something that would come up, because all this stuff will be in discovery and whatnot, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, that's right. And to the city, I mean, it's interesting. If you listen to everybody's quotes very carefully, if you listen to the Cowboys' quotes, if you listen to Summit's quotes, they're looking at this, quote, severe weather condition. Well, they're obviously signaling that this is an act of God beyond their control, almost like a tornado hit it or a freight train ran through it, and, you know, that it was beyond their control. The city of Irving is indicating that certainly everything appeared to be fine by them when they did their inspections and a CO was issued, which certainly may well be true. I mean, they're not in the business of knowing whether or not the design of this facility was intended to weather a high enough wind alert and storms. But it's very interesting, and for me as an attorney in particular, in the early stages of a crisis such as this, people will signal pretty quickly their legal positions, and I think everybody is getting lawyered up, as they should, and this is their right. A lot of fingers are going to be pointing in a lot of different directions, and as you mentioned, it will take some time to shake this out. But when it comes down to it, you really have a human tragedy here, with, as you mentioned, one permanent paralysis. And you watch those videos over and over, and you see that poor gentleman trapped underneath those beams. It's just tragic.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Clint David, we appreciate your time. Thanks for hanging late with us here on America Tonight.
Kate, it's always a pleasure to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. We'll talk to you down the road. And again, as Clint said, he's right. Everybody, of course, would lawyer up in this situation, as he also added, as they should, because there's so many angles to this. And there are other people who have similar, there are other companies who have put up similar facilities to this one. Not all of them are football-based. There are other things that have gone up across the country through Summit, and they're bubbles, if you will. I call them bubbles, but they're big canopies, and some of them, as Cliff said, are designed to do the air system, and some of them have the beams. It could change the way maybe even they do business. Hang with us on the flip side. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Thank you. Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, seed vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Walks slowly down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet strip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, another one bites the dust. How many times have you been driving around and wished that on the person who cut you off or didn't use their turn signal or who bumped up just a little bit against you? Now, I don't know if a lot of people like to blow off steam this way. Will they use the internet this way? But here's the deal. You can really call somebody out, and I think it's brilliant. I happened to see it when I was surfing around the internet today, of course. And the site I'm talking about is platewire.com. What you can do is you can describe the car. You know, you can talk about it. You can talk about what happened. Somebody was blocking your car, then swerved into the next lane, cut you off and had 10 kids in their van, you know, whatever it is. Now, there are other kind of cyber-shaming websites. I started to think about this. There's one about, I hate my job, and if you have a horrible work experience, and really people put some interesting things on it. And I can't think of the name of the website now, but it'll come to me. And you go to this website, and you can kvetch and say specific things, whatever happened, you know, on the current job that you're at or that you just left or whatever it is, and warn other people about what it's like to work at a particular company. And some of them are really big companies, Fortune 500 companies. And, of course, anybody can go on the Internet and just rag and not be anonymous and all that sort of stuff. But if you maneuver through it, you sometimes can get some useful information. The idea of the cyber shaming thing is not necessarily such a bad deal. And driving for all of us has become, I think, at times, such a stressful event, no? This is Kate hanging with you, by the way, coast to coast here on America Tonight and everywhere in between. You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, as Don did. Don, listening to me talking about this website when we first jumped on the airwaves here to kick off the week. I mentioned it in the headlines, went to it, said he loved it, and already listed something that had happened to him. So maybe it's good anyway because you can vent. If somebody cut you off, if somebody jumped in front of you, if somebody was zooming around the parking lot and jumped into your space right when you were turning into it. Has that ever happened to you? Is that not the worst? See, I really think, at least I try to be, I'm a polite driver. I'm not looking to cut someone's head off. I'm not looking to go 10,000 trillion miles an hour to get somewhere that I was going to get to just fine by going around the speed limit, maybe 5 miles faster, I don't know, but not, 100 miles. I see that too often. And I think, boy, one person makes the wrong turn on the highway and they are dead. I mean, they're like a gnat that's just been slammed by a fly swatter. How do you get out of the way? You can't, because you can't see that. It comes at you so fast. So I love this. As much as sometimes technology to me gets on my nerves and we almost don't have enough face-to-face with what happens day-to-day in traffic, the violations, the things that, you know, nothing happens, people don't get flagged unless there's a horrible crash or, you know, whatever. All the rudeness and things that go on, because I think it's rude. That's what it is. It's like, I'm more important than you, so I'm going to get in front of you. I'm more important than you, so I'm going to fly through the red light because I have to get where I'm going. And I just hope your car is not in the way. And there are more than this one. There's another site that is called Bad Parking. Do you love that? Bad Parking. Like somebody, you've seen this. You know what I'm talking about. You're going to the mall somewhere or you're going to eat somewhere. And I don't care. You know, I don't care if you're in Vicksburg, Mississippi. I don't care if you're in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I don't care if you're in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I don't care if you're in Dallas, Texas. You all know what I'm talking about. And you're just trying to find that space, but somebody has straddled the line so brutally. And I don't know why people would take that risk, to be honest, because that's another thing that sets people off. If you're really terrible with parking and you know you're just, you don't care, you're just doing it on purpose, I think what happens is you can definitely ignite someone enough that you might end up with a keyed car. Yeah. I used to date a guy that, and of course I didn't know this when we were dating, didn't find out till later, the tail end, that if that happened to him, if somebody was rude, if somebody had parked right on top, he keyed the car. I mean, keyed the car. I never saw like that hot temper, but I can't imagine coming back to my car, and well, I don't care what you have, I don't care if you have a jalopy, like Matt Johnson drives. I don't care if you drive a chariot, a Lexus. I don't care if you have sunk all your money into whatever your ride is. Nobody wants to see that down the side of their car. And that's what happens more than anything. You know, with the road rage thing, you might try to catch up to the person. People flip each other the bird, whatever. But you don't. And then there's the extreme examples of somebody really popping a gasket. But the idea of someone keying that paint job, oh, that is awful. Hey, I bet you, Donovan, that you, I think you're pretty even keeled. So I think you just take a deep breath, and if someone cuts you off in downtown Minneapolis, or perhaps they slide in front of you for a parking space, you kind of let it go. Am I right?
Well, I did once have an extended argument with a guy who decided to park in the middle of a no-stopping zone.
park it and no stopping? Just parked, boom?
Well, yeah, he was making a delivery to one of the theaters downtown and felt that on the busiest street through downtown Minneapolis that he could just block off an entire lane because he was delivering props or something like that.
Yeah, that's frustrating. So he was obviously somehow annoying you.
Well, I was in the lane behind him expecting that I might be able to, you know, go through the driving lane, as it were.
I like that.
So we had some words.
But I'm sure you still kind of held your tongue a little, right?
Well, I didn't hit him, if that's what you mean.
That's what I was getting at, I guess. So the no fists were unfurled at anybody, so that's probably a good thing for you. Because, you know, then that can lend itself to a lawsuit.
Oh, among other things.
Yeah, and you don't want that to happen. Because, see, that's the thing. This is what happens. Once somebody trips your trigger enough, then I think everybody does have that tipping point. That's why I said, and here we are, and there's a million things I could talk about, like Iraq and the deadline and what just happened in Pakistan, all that sort of stuff, which I'll bring up in a second. But this fascinates me because I think it's the number one thing that we all deal with. Anybody listening to me right now, politics aside and everything else, what is the one common denominator most of us deal with? And I don't really care if you live in a small town or a big city. You deal with rude drivers constantly every day of your life. I bet. I mean, I wish I didn't have to say that. I wish I'd get on the airwaves and say, you know, the great thing about most of the places that I've been recently is people are so polite and nice. Now, I have certainly encountered drivers who are polite and nice. Not everybody's awful and evil and cuts you off. In fact, I think that when you let somebody in,
can you see into my eyes, Michael?